We have questions for the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. How has preseason practice gone for your guys, and do you feel good about the health status of your team headed into week one?
Yeah, it's gone okay. There's been some ups and downs, and some practices better than others, but for the most part, we came in good shape. We've worked hard. We've worked to get better, and we've stayed away pretty much from serious injuries, which is good. And it's been kind of a long preseason, and I know our guys, and they're getting ready. They want to play a game, and so we're into game week now, and looking forward to going up to Bucknell.
Earlier this month, you made the announcement this was going to be your last year after what's been an outstanding career. What was the reason for the timing of the announcement when you did, and how have your guys handled that?
I think they've handled it fine. I mean, they've gone about business as usual. Hasn't been anything one way or the other. So far as the coaches and so far as the players and everybody involved, it's just getting ready for another season, trying to do the things that you need to do to put together a team for the year, and that's basically the approach we've made.
We've got some media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Tamika.
You have a question from the line of Dave Johnson, Daily Press.
Hey, Jimmy. You guys were very solid defense last year. I guess the one thing you didn't do particularly well there was force turnovers. How much was that an emphasis in practice, and what are some things you can do to try to get better at that?
Well, it's something you're right. I mean, that was the one drawback that we had defensively last year, because I thought, again, we played pretty well, and we've got a lot of those guys back. I mean, we're still very, very young there, but we still got a lot of guys that have got game experience. But we practiced that just about every day, or probably every day, in so far as one form or the other, and really make it a point of getting people to the football and the second and third people in there try to strip it away, and then break it on passes better and doing some things like that. But hopefully we can get better like that and continue to play good defense.
And just to follow up on that a different subject, actually, with the redshirt rule being different this year, do you plan to take any true freshmen on the road to Bucknell?
Oh yeah, we'll. But what I'm doing early on, Dave, is any freshman that we're taking right now, we're ready to play them, not just the four games. Right now, we're kind of taking the approach of saying, okay, who's ready to play, and where we need people to play, and so on and so forth, and then going on with that, and we'll probably take three, four of them with us up there that can play. So far as using the four-game redshirt type of thing, probably kind of wait towards as the season progresses further along to see whether or not I want to use some guys for that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Heard FM Radio.
Hi, Coach Jimmy. How you doing?
Good.
Just talk about the Bucknell. What do you see getting ready for this game? What type of defense do they got?
Well, they're year in, year out the top defense in the Patriot League, and we went against them last year, and we didn't move the ball very well. Of course, I don't think anybody did much last year against them, or the last few years. They play very, very aggressive defense. They're multiple, they're aggressive, they're very sound, and that's what we saw last year. Now, this year I expect the same thing. It'll really be a challenge for us offensively, because again, I mean, it's just not a one-time deal up there with them. They've been known year in, year out for how well they play defense.
And just talk about your quarterback. Just talk about his development during training camp.
Well, Sean is going to be your starter, and he played a little bit last year. He came through with spring ball and preseason and all that. He's a very intelligent young man, a very good leader, and a guy that really works at playing quarterback and has improved a great deal, as have our other quarterbacks. But Sean's going to get the start, and we're going to go with him and let him play.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, man.
Your next question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
J-
Jimmy, when you we spoke last week, and it's only been a few days, really, you mentioned you had some competition at kicker. I was wondering how that's looking right now.
Chris Hooper will be he'll play kicker for us, and Will Michael will punt. Both of them did it last year, and they've we wanted to push them, give them some competition. They've responded, and we've put them in some pressure situations, and I think they're a year better than what they were last year.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Mark Berman with the Roanoke Times.
Good afternoon, Jimmy. You know, some of your fellow conference teams are playing FBS teams this week. You've got yours next week. So let me just ask you, do you like those kind of FBS games? Do you joke them as necessary evils? You're just playing them for the money? Do you look at it like I'd rather play teams in my own weight class than punching up like that? What's your viewpoint of those games?
Well, now we've been doing it for a long, long time here, and my whole point has been, even way back when we play them, is it's part of their college football experience. When they come here, they have that opportunity once a year to challenge themselves on a bigger platform against a named school in a great football environment. It's something that our players will remember for the rest of their lives, and the odds are stacked against you, but I want guys that have come in here who want to compete, and I think for the most part we've competed pretty well in those games.
Thank you.
Jimmy, you touched on the decision to go with Sean at quarterback, but you've also added some weapons around him. Devontae Dedmon back after the injury a year ago, and it seems like Albert Funderburk is maybe a little bit back more toward 100% as he was his freshman year. What do the return of those two guys provide your offense?
Well, you know, let's hope they can stay healthy again this year. But they give us another dimension. You know, Devontae as a receiver is very good, and as a return guy, he's very good. And you know, Albert, you know, before he had that knee injury, he was an outstanding back, and he's worked hard to get back. And of course, Nate Evans is there, and you know, we've got some other guys. So yeah, you know, getting all those guys back in there, let's hope they can stay healthy and continue to play and keep getting better, and then that'll help. That'll help take some of the pressure off of Sean, because one of the things, you know, we've talked with Sean is that, you know, he doesn't have to carry the whole load. We got other guys around him. Just utilize his personnel.
And then before I let you go, defensively, seven starters back from a group, as you said, played pretty well last season, and some veteran guys at each level with Bill Murray and Nate Atkins and Corey Parker. Who's impressed you out of that group here in the preseason?
Well, I think, you know, up front, you know, Bill Murray's a heck of a player, but I also think Will Colley's a heck of a player in there beside him there, too. Alex Previant, a linebacker, has stepped up and had a really good one. Of course, Corey Parker back there, we know he's played very well. Isaiah Lassiter played very well. And then, you know, we got Gage Herdman, a guy we redshirted last year, who's pushing for time back there. So we're getting a little bit more depth there on defense, and hopefully we can pick up where we left off last year. And again, like what David asked me about, is, you know, forcing some more turnovers.
All right, Jimmy, thanks as always for your time today. Good luck at Bucknell, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, thanks. See you.
Thank you.